Damaged or impassable roads again hindered efforts on Friday to deliver aid to remote parts of Haiti devastated by an earthquake last weekend that killed more than 2,000 people, as hope of finding those still missing is fading. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Friday, quote, "We are all absolutely overwhelmed." He says every commune, every city, every village near the epicenter was very hard hit. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti, is still recovering from a 2010 quake that killed over 200,000 people. It was sent into deeper instability by the assassination on July 7th of President Jovenel Moïse. A powerful storm that hit Haiti earlier this week, triggering landslides, has also made it harder to find victims of last Saturday's quake, which destroyed tens of thousands of homes and claimed the lives of at least 2,189 people. Authorities say some 332 people are still missing, while 12,200 were injured. Foreign powers are seeking to speed up evacuations from Afghanistan on Friday. NATO says more than 18,000 people have been flown out since the militants, the Taliban, took the capital, Kabul, last Sunday, but Western governments are facing criticism for not anticipating such a chaotic exodus or helping enough. Thousands of desperate Afghans clutching papers, children, and some belongings are still clogging Kabul airport, where gun-toting Taliban members are urging those without travel documents to go home. The Taliban called for unity, asking imams at Friday prayers to persuade people not to leave. Residents in Kabul and four other cities claim attendance was low, though prayers passed off without incident. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa faces slowing numbers of people getting COVID-19 vaccinations and has opened